Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Well, it's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. There's five questions. Pop culture, man. You gotta answer more than she can.
Ooh. Had the chance to meet Kevin in Oceanside at Senior Grubby's on Friday. Met his entire wonderful family, by the way. Kevin, thank you for coming in for John Tammy's Food Fund. You got a beautiful family, bro. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you for having us.
All right, Kevin is here to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Kevin, please kick Tammy out of the studio.
Tammy, you gotta go, girl.
All right, good luck, honey.
Kevin, five pop culture questions. I know you know that. If you get more right than Tammy, you get $100 of her hard-earned money from her SDCCU checking account, San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. I know you know that all ties go to Tammy. Kevin, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
The Jonas Brothers are the latest artists to commit to performing at the AMAs. What does the AMA stand for?
American Music Awards.
Britney's baby sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, may have accidentally confirmed a reboot of her Nickelodeon TV show that ran from 2005 to 2008. Name it.
Zoe 101.
Fans are calling Carrie Underwood's CMA Entertainer of the Year snub a, quote, disgrace, major garbage, and huge disrespect. And someone suggested she should snub them back by refusing to host the show again. Tell me how many female Vocalist of the Year CMAs Carrie has. 2, 5, or 3?
5.
Jeopardy! James Holzhauer won Jeopardy!'s Tournament of Champions on Friday, defeating the librarian who ended his incredible winning streak earlier this year. Holzhauer now has won $2,712,216 total from Jeopardy. That's the third highest total in history. In second place is this Jeopardy legend, who had an amazing 74 straight regular season victories. What is this legend's name?
Ken Jennings.
Harry Styles hosted and performed on SNL this weekend. Harry was one of the members of One Direction. Besides Harry and Niall, tell me any of the remaining three members of One Direction's names.
Zach, I don't know.
Let's get Tam back in. Tammy! Kevin, how was your weekend?
It was amazing. We had a great time. Paisley, Cameron, and Sabrina, and my small family, just had a great time this weekend hanging out in Oceanside.
That's great.
Probably the best thing I've heard all weekend,
yeah,
man. Kevin, that came this close. This close to being perfect today.
Oh, wow.
But went 4 out of 5. Well done, Kevin. Tammy, the Joe Bros are the latest artists to commit to performing at the AMAs. What does AMA stand for?
American Music Awards.
Correct. Kevin knew that. It's 1-1. Britney's baby sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, may have accidentally confirmed a reboot of her Nickelodeon TV show that ran from 2005 to 2008. Name it.
Which one did she do? She was Zoe 101.
Correct.
My daughter watched it all the time.
Kevin knew that. It's 2-2. Jimmy, fans are calling Carrie Underwood's CMA Entertainer of the Year snub a, quote, disgrace, major garbage, and huge disrespect.
Wow.
Someone suggested she should snub them back by refusing to host the show again. Tell me how many female Vocalist of the Year CMAs Carrie has. 2, 5, or 3?
I'm going to say 5.
5. 2018, 16, 2008, 2007, 2006, 5 is correct. And here I am thinking that maybe everyone's right. Maybe the CMA is snubbing her, but she's won 5 female vocalists right of the year. That's really, really good.
Yeah.
Kevin also went 5. We're all tied up at 3. Jeopardy! James Holzhauer won Jeopardy!'s Tournament of Champions on Friday, defeating the librarian who ended his incredible winning streak earlier this year. Holzhauer now has won $2,712,216 total from Jeopardy. That's the third highest total in history. In second place is this Jeopardy legend who had an amazing 74 straight regular season victories. Who is he?
That would be Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings won an amazing $3,370,700 in his career. Kevin went with Ken Jennings. So it's tied up at 4. And finally, Harry Styles hosted and performed on SNL this past weekend.
I thought his opening was very, very funny, and then the whole rest of the show was...
Harry was one of the members of One Direction. Besides Harry and Niall, tell me any of the remaining three members of One Direction's name.
Who did you say? Harry and Niall and... Scott. I don't know.
Scott.
I don't know.
Boy, fans of One Direction are up in arms. Yeah. What about poor Zayn, Louis, and Liam? Hello.
Oh, I should have known Liam.
Best looking one. Go.
I can't even picture one of them in my mind.
Oh, Tanya. Oh,
Tanya.
Zayn.
Thank you.
Zayn.
Zayn, okay. For sure. Those eyes.
That's the correct answer, actually. Is Zayn. Kevin agrees. Right, Kevin?
Yep, I got it.
Yeah, he's got that smoldering look to him. Kevin, today you guys finish in a tie, and because of Tammy's lame rule, all ties go to Tammy. You're not going to get her money, but you will get a great prize just for playing with us today.
Yes, we are going to set you up with a great time. You're going to have a fabulous, fun time with the family because we're going to set you up with tickets for SeaWorld KSON night. We're taking over SeaWorld with their big Christmas celebration, over 1 million Christmas lights. And, of course, they have Sesame Street Christmas Village, Winter Wonderland, and more. KSON Takeover Night at SeaWorld Christmas Celebration presented by Sprint.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Kevin, we appreciate you. Appreciate meeting your family. Thank you for your generosity on Friday at our food fund where we raised 3,152 meals. Thank you, Senor Garabes.
Right.
And have a great day, Kevin, in Oceanside.
Thank you guys so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.